You know, last Thursday, my daily commentary dealt with the death of a couple of Mexican police officers and the safety of traveling to Mexico and the problems with the drug lords and the battles that are going on down there with them and corrupt police officers and the military. And I asked the question, is it safe to go to Mexico with your family for a vacation? And a listener, who I won't name, sent this comment about that commentary. Ever see a liquor store owner kill two cops and bury them in the desert? End the war on drugs and you will eliminate most of the peripheral danger associated with the drug trade. Simple solution, and one that will be accepted sooner than later. Why wait for more good people to get killed? It's not like the conflict itself has any serious impact on drug use anyway. Despite untold billions spent and tens of thousands of lives lost, and of course millions destroyed. On Mexico, it's a pretty decent place to visit if you're not buying or selling drugs or trying to stop someone from doing the same. And that comes from a listener. I see his or her point somewhat, although ending the war on drugs and basically saying, throwing up your hands or waving the white flag saying, we give up, is just going to play into the hands of those that think that they can control things anyway. The bikers and organized crime would love it if marijuana was legalized, and sadly, a lot of liberal states and up here in Canada are thinking of doing just that. They say, well, tax it. Well, you can't have, sin taxes can't, save everything. There is a fine line when it comes to enforcing the law and protecting, lives and property and trying to go after people who break the law. And just saying that, we've lost so much now and we'll just leave them alone is just playing into a dirty card game, I believe, and will make things a lot worse. That's just my opinion. Show me yours. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.